And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, when we're talking about success metrics, one of the key success metrics in our world is meaningful connections. Speak to that a little bit.
Sure. Before I get to that, though, it's important to kind of understand how other organizations create what they say is a success metric. For some people, it could be somebody went to the website or somebody downloaded some content. In their world, that's super important, and they're high-fiving because of that. In our world, we're looking farther down the funnel, and we're trying to get to a relationship of some kind. So I like to kind of think about the velocity to a meaningful connection inside the target company. Now, in our world, we're able to invite people on shows. And when you do that, you get a high connect rate, and people want to do that because it serves them and it's good for them and their career and their business to be able to tell the story about the work they're doing because it's important to them. And when you do it that way, you're able to really quickly find a meaningful connection in your target company. And the way that we keep scores, are they going to respond back to that invitation to be a guest? Are they going to say, yeah, count me in? What do I have to do? Are they going to now schedule that interview? Are they going to then take your call when you have a pre-call or a post-call after the interview in order to help them get the most out of it? Now you have a relationship with a person that matters to you. Now that's a metric I can get behind. That's really a success metric. Somebody coming to my website or somebody downloading content anonymously and who I can't really get to or who won't respond to any type of call that I'm making to them, that's not really a success metric in my book. So if you have a machine that can get you in front of meaningful connections in a repeatable, predictable manner, do that all day long. Rinse and repeat.